From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Harvey's dangers continue.
You just got to look out for everybody. It's overwhelming.
A rescue volunteer steering his boat through floodwaters, now several feet deep as Tropical Storm Harvey is now dumping torrents of rain all along the Texas coastline. Harvey settled over the southeastern part of the U.S. state of Texas not long after making landfall as a Category 4 hurricane. Not far inland is the city of Houston, the nation's fourth largest city, which is experiencing flooding like unlike anything that's been seen in decades. Dana Steele is a native of Houston.
I am watching my beloved city. This will not be months. This will be years. And now this is happening to the entire city. This will take years for this wonderful city to recover.
Patrick Burke is lead forecaster with the U.S. Weather Prediction Center in College Park, Maryland. VOA asked him why this is happening in the Houston area.
This hurricane has taken a very unique track. It's not something that we've seen before, where an intense major hurricane comes onto the coastline and then backs up right over the same area that it came into originally. So that really ramps up the rainfall amounts. Now, we normally see very heavy rainfall with inland-moving hurricanes, but this one in particular is, it seems, going to surpass what we've seen with any system in the past.
Forecasters say Houston will get at least 1.3 meters of rain before the end of the week. A suicide car bomber attacked a market in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 13 people and wounding many more. The Afghan Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. In the past 2 years, and after the withdrawal of most foreign combat troops, the Taliban has stepped up attacks and spread out from their southern base across the country. This is VOA News. The Iraqi military says it has fully liberated Talifar's town center from Islamic State, also known as ISIS. Former U.S. Ambassador to Iraq James Jeffrey, now a distinguished fellow at the Washington Institute, tells VOA that this is an important event for the Iraqis.
This is important from several standpoints. First of all, the rapidity and the very low casualties of this victory indicates that in the two other areas of Iraq where ISIS still is holding out, that this model of Iraqi army forces, including heavy armor, I saw a lot of U.S. Abrams tanks involved. I mean, they were Iraqi crews. U.S. firepower and air power in particular is going to very quickly defeat ISIS.
A week ago, U.S.-backed Iraqi troops launched a multi-pronged operation to retake Tal Afar, a month after declaring Mosul, Iraq's second-largest city, fully liberated. North Korea has fired several rockets into the sea as it continues its nuclear and missile expansion. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson told Fox News the U.S. will continue to persuade Pyongyang to come to the negotiating table by keeping up with what Tillerson called a peaceful pressure campaign. RAND Corporation Korea expert Bruce Bennett.
Peaceful pressure has thus far been primarily focused on economic sanctions. These have been intended to because North Korea mainly builds its own missiles and nuclear weapons, it doesn't have much leverage on those programs directly, but it does impose pain on North Korea as a society under the hopes that Kim Jong-un will decide that it will be better for him to give up the provocative actions he's taking.
In the past, President Trump has threatened a military response to North Korea's provocations, while South Korean President Moon Jae-in says that that will not happen without his country's approval. Japan's military will practice deploying anti-missile batteries at three U.S. bases in Japan as concern grows about the North Korean missile threat. The U.S. military says the drills will test the ability of Japanese and U.S. forces to work together and assess firing locations at the bases. They will also allow Japan to practice rapid deployment of its anti-missile system. The U.S. Navy says divers have recovered the remains of all 10 sailors from the USS John McCain, the naval ship that collided with a merchant vessel last week. U.S. investigators are trying to determine what led to the collision with a Liberian oil tanker near the Strait of Malacca. In response to the incident, the Navy ordered an immediate operational pause across the U.S. fleet and dismissed the commander of the 7th Fleet. Counter-protesters filled the streets of the U.S. city of Berkeley, California, Sunday, even though a scheduled far-right rally that had been the target of their demonstration was canceled. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.